When Lionel Legrone was flooded with concerns of discrimination from residents of color, he decided to take a deep dive into finding out what processes were in place to address this.
Current ordinance, you really don't know what employment discrimination is, what it means, and when you have something like that, it's so incredibly broad that it's weak.
To address what he saw as a gap in the process, Legrone wrote his own human rights ordinance and presented to the city attorney this past October. The ordinance is meant to ensure accountability exists in the complaint filing and the investigation process.
And the only way to do that is through solid investigations and remedies.
Legrone's policy outlines the kinds of remedies and penalties expected in case of its violation.
Once a person files a complaint, it is now incumbent upon the city to investigate, and the investigations must follow this particular number of steps.
The current policy leaves the remediation up to the Community Relations Commission, a 9-member volunteer group appointed by the mayor. Patricia Caudill, Diversity and Inclusion Manager at the City of Grand Rapids, was not able to comment on the process as it is still under review. Legrone shares that his intention with asking to repeal the current ordinance is to ensure Grand Rapids is a good place to live for all people.
I mean, at what point do we say, okay, wait a minute, we want to be a model middle-sized town for the United States, and we're going to do this right. We're going to change the trajectory of this and make all that racist stuff a thing of the past. That's how Grand Rapids used to be. But now we're something different.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.